Com.
So I have a lot of material to cover in a somewhat short time, and I'm going to try to unpack this quickly because I was tipped off about this from a number of listeners, and I thank you for sending it to me. I probably received it from five or six people yesterday. Stanford study results: face masks are ineffective to block transmission of COVID-19 and actually can cause health deterioration and premature death. And I actually printed out the study and read through it, and I'm going to share for you the most pertinent parts of it. I will say that this study came out of Stanford, California, not exactly the bastion of conservatism, of course, but it was released by the National Center for Biotechnological Information, a government website. The NCBI is a branch of the National Institute for Health. So you'd think that such a study would be widely reported by the mainstream media and embraced by the science-loving folks in our mainstream media and those that are pushing this one size fits all. So I'm going to actually jump to the study itself, and I've highlighted a number of parts, and I apologize, but I mean, this is important information. I'm going to try to get through it quickly. They talk about the breathing physiology. Breathing is one of the most important physiological functions to sustain life and health. Human body requires a continuous and adequate oxygen supply to all organs and cells for normal function and survival. And breathing is also an essential process for removing metabolic byproducts, carbon dioxide occurring during cell respiration. And so the efficacy of face masks, and this is in the study, that you can actually look up if you Google Elsevier, Elsevier. And if you missed that, you can email me too at megonair@mwcradio.com, and I can direct you to the study too. But so the efficacy, the physical properties of medical and non-medical face masks suggest that face masks are ineffective to block viral particles due to their difference in scales. And I'm reading bits of this. I'm not reading it out of context. The results of this study are, as I said, face masks are ineffective. That's the result, to block transmission of COVID-19 and actually can cause health deterioration and premature death. That should concern people, particularly people that are prescribing that children wear face masks in school to begin with. So it goes on, under efficacy. Clinical scientific evidence challenges further the efficacy of face masks to block human-to-human transmission or infectivity. The results of the study showed that among symptomatic individuals, those with fever, cough, sore throat, runny nose, etc., there was no difference between wearing and not wearing face mask for coronavirus droplets transmission of particles. Among asymptomatic individuals, there was no droplets or aerosols coronavirus detected from any participant with or without the mask, suggesting that asymptomatic individuals, i.e. healthy people, did not transmit or infect other people. This was further supported by a study on infectivity where 445 asymptomatic individuals were exposed to asymptomatic SARS-CoV-2 carrier using close contact shared quarantine space for a median of 4 to 5 days. The study found that none of the 445 individuals was infected, with confirmed by real-time reverse transcription polymerase. I, of course, can't say that word. A meta-analysis among healthcare workers found that compared to no masks, surgical masks and N95 respirators were not effective against transmission of viral infections or influenza-like illness. Based on COVID studies, the meta-analysis failed to demonstrate risk reduction of face masks for COVID transmission, where the authors reported that the results of meta-analysis have low certainty. And then the study goes on to say, in early publication, the WHO, the World Health Organization, that is, you could say WHO, because who the heck are they to begin with, stated that face masks are not required, as no evidence is available on its usefulness to protect non-sick persons. In the same publication, the WHO declared that cloth, cotton, or gauze masks are not recommended under any circumstance. The same publication further conflicted itself by stating that due to the lower filtration breathability and overall performance of fabric face masks, the usage of woven fabric masks such as cloth and or non-woven fabrics should only be considered for infected persons and not for prevention practice in asymptomatic individuals. So the CDC also made similar recommendation, stating that only symptomatic persons should consider wearing face masks. Well, for asymptomatic individuals, this practice is not recommended. The study goes on. It's not a super long study, very small point font, but blow it up on your computer and you can read it all. Wearing face mask mechanically restricts breathing by increasing the resistance of air movement during both inhalation and exhalation process. The psychological effects of wearing face masks. It goes on to say human-to-human connectivity through face expression is compromised and self-identity is somewhat eliminated. These dehumanizing movements partially delete the uniqueness and individuality of person who wearing the face mask as well as the connected person. Social connections and relationships are basic human needs which innately inherited in all people, whereas reduced human-to-human connections are associated with poor mental and physical health. So there's a lot more, obviously, in this study. But what I'm going to say is that, you know, for all the talk and all the concern about public health, what about this? Why is this being ignored? You know, of course, I've gone on and on about the topic of freedom to choose whether or not I want to wear a mask, my body, my choice. But I will say this is concerning. And anyone that ignores this study, this Stanford study, Stanford University, located in California, is negligent at best. So arm yourself with the facts and the data. We'll be right